all go down together.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Global markets have hit their lowest level in almost 2 years. Worries about the banking industry snowballed after J.P. Morgan announced that it has more than $1 billion worth of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac stock, which is worth less than 10% of what it was a year ago. Wells Fargo, Sovereign Bancorp, and E-Trade Financial have all said they have big holdings in Fannie and Freddie as well. Oh, it's bloody out there this Tuesday morning. Shanghai's composite index was off 2.75%. London's FTSE was down 2%. Germany's DAX is off 0.25%. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 2%. The dollar is looking good this morning, though. It's at a six-month high against the euro. That's pushed oil prices down this morning to about $113 a barrel, which is still about 50% more than we were paying back in 2007. Commodities have been on a wild upswing this year. Bad news for most of us, good news for the companies that sell them. Mining giant Rio Tinto announced earnings more than doubled for the first half of this year. Rio's hoping that will help it fight off a hostile takeover bid from rival BHP Billiton. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
There's no surprise that Rio is doing well. Most of the minerals and metals that it mines, like iron ore and copper, have shot up in price. But the scale of Rio's success is dazzling. The company exceeded every analyst prediction, and its results outshone even those of its rival BHP, which also had a very strong first half. Rio rejected BHP's $140 billion plus takeover bid earlier this year. Today's results may strengthen the case against merging. David Hart, mining analyst with research group Fat Profits.
Both companies are doing very well on their own, and as a result, staying independent doesn't necessarily mean a step backwards.
Rio said today that it remained confident about future growth and that the credit crunch is not affecting demand for commodities. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Commodities are at the heart of another global deal, a trade alliance backed by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. And let's just say the U.S. is not part of it. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Dan Gretsch has more.
The Bolivarian Alternative for the Americas got its start in 2004 with five left-leaning countries: Bolivia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Dominica, and of course, Venezuela. Yesterday, Honduras, a longtime ally of the U.S., joined the trade pact as its sixth member. Michael Schifter is with the Inter-American Dialogue.
Honduras, like other countries in Central America, are getting hit hard by rising fuel and food costs, and they're increasingly desperate. It makes sense from their point of view to turn to Venezuela.
Venezuela offers energy-starved Honduras a sweetheart deal on oil. Schifter says the risk is that other U.S. allies in Central America will follow Honduras.
Those democracies are under a lot of strain. This is a situation that I think the United States cannot afford to ignore.
Schifter says to compete, the U.S. needs to come to the table with something as tempting as cheap oil. That's no small task. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Commodities, a chicken in every pot, and organic Swiss chard in every cupboard? That's the goal of the Federal Food Stamps Program. It's helping equipped farmers markets across the country with wireless terminals where food stamps can be accepted. The program is flourishing in most states and has reportedly helped boost sales at the nation's farmers markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at gather.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
Things seem to be going from bad to worse for the housing market. Last month, the number of unsold homes hit an all-time high, and there were more than 9,000 foreclosures a day. All of that has the real estate market sounding a bit like this. But that's actually good news for one kind of investor, as Jennifer Collins explains.
Will Rogers finds undeveloped land and tries to keep it that way. He runs the conservation group, the Trust for Public Land. And lately, his job has gotten a lot easier.
the current situation where values are dropping really is providing opportunities to acquire land for conservation that would otherwise be developed.
Roger's group and others like his tend to have a lot of cash on hand, so they're able to buy land outright or secure better financing than private developers who rely on credit. Roger says since last fall, his organization has preserved 1,000 acres all over the country. That land would have otherwise been destined for development, but because real estate deals are less profitable these days, the trust can buy up land and turn it into parks or open space.
We sometimes refer to this as the green lining in the dark cloud of the real estate meltdown.
Take an 850-acre swath of oceanfront property on the Hawaiian island of Oahu. The beach was about to become home to 1,000 condos and a sprawling hotel. But thanks to falling property values, the developer's financing fell through. The trust is now working to make sure the land stays just like this. Set aside as habitat for green sea turtles and endangered monk seals. Other groups are taking advantage of the falling property values as well. The Nature Conservancy and the Land Trust Alliance also report they're able to secure better deals now that the real estate bubble has burst. These groups are there to help more than just turtles and seals. Real estate brokers like Ryan Flegel say houses near open space are more valuable than those in the concrete jungle.
Everybody loves being near a park or near some wilderness. So if somebody else is paying for that and they don't have to, that's all the more benefit on their property value.
Location, location, location. In fact, Flegel and his girlfriend just closed on a house near a couple of parks in Southern California. He says they plan to remodel, and thanks to the green space, he believes they'll be in a better position to sell when the markets are singing again. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.